I'm Eric Carly, and we're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. And joining us right now is Jason Schenkel. He is with Holland Regional. Jason, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing well, Eric. Thank you.
First of all, tell us about Holland Regional for those that don't know.
It's actually kind of a unique little story. We are a company that was born in Holland, Michigan, a very small little Dutch community on the southwest side of Michigan. Started in 1929 with one flatbed truck that ran from Holland, Michigan around the lake to Chicago.
Right.
Hauling anything that you could possibly think of, chickens and milk and whatever the founders of the company could haul, they would.
Yeah, and you've been with them about 6 months, right?
Yeah, it's about 6 months.
Yeah, and we were just, in fact, talking with our friends from Fastport and also, you know, talking to the acting Secretary of the Army, Patrick Murphy. He was on with us as well, talking about this historic event here at the Mid-America Trucking Show. It's the largest statement of support signing in the history of the Department of Defense Office of employer support of the Guard and Reserve. And basically, you know, what we're doing here is we're kind of showing as an industry our support of the military, but also, again, welcoming those that have been in the military in the past to a new opportunity, showing them the opportunities here at the Mid-America Trucking Show for the trucking industry long term. How long did you serve? You're retired Army, correct?
Correct. I'm 23 years, 1 month and 4 days.
Wow, that's awesome. That is great. And what was your experience like in the Army?
It was great. It was unique for me because being a kind of a small town kid, it gave me the opportunity to get out and see the world. Obviously, some of the world wasn't that exciting to see, but
yeah.
I got to go to Europe and over to Asia and participate in our current war on terrorism. So
right.
That was unique. Mm. And it gave me an opportunity to get an education. I mean, if it wasn't for the Army and our Uncle Sam and my GI Bill, I wouldn't have the opportunity to be the first in my family to complete their post-secondary education.
Yeah.
And it kind of put me where I'm at today.
Sure. And, you know, and thank you for your service. We greatly appreciate that as a nation. You decided at some point to make that transition. When did you first look at trucking as an opportunity after the military?
Well, it was kind of a unique opportunity for me because I also have trucking in my blood as well. I mean, my brother's been over-the-road trucker for 40 years. We had a small family business at one time where we had a fleet of maybe three or four trucks. So it's always been kind of there. I just went a different route. And then when I was starting my transition to leave my military service, it was an industry that it's closely related in values and ethics and mission.
Right.
I always say mission, but the mission is to get the freight from point A to point B and take care of our customers. And that we don't take that lightly. And that kind of led my passion to come into this industry.
Sure. You actually had a unique opportunity to sit down. It was a round table with Secretary Murphy last night. What was that experience like having that kind of access with the acting Secretary of the U.S. Army?
It was amazing. I mean, I didn't even have that opportunity when I served, and then here I am now in the civilian sector.
Yeah.
And I had an opportunity to go to the Pentagon back in December. We did participate in the Race Across America, which was a really cool opportunity as well. But to be able to sit down and just explain my experiences, my transition, and then the need of the needs of the transportation industry and where we're at and where we need to be, and give them an opportunity to maybe give us some answers and some partnerships to help other transitioning veterans get into this industry. The main thing is, a lot of the drivers of today are close to retirement age. I mean, we're losing drivers faster than we're recruiting them. So we have to find new innovative ways, whether it's with the millennial generation or whether it's military veterans, to help boost the transportation industry so we can continue to haul freight for years to come.
Sure. What was that transition like as you joined on with Holland Regional? What were they like to work with as they knew, obviously, they were welcoming a veteran into their organization? What was that process like?
It was actually a really good process. One of the reasons why I was hired was because of my veteran experience. And they're super passionate about the veterans and the local reserve and guard members. And they wanted a veteran to run that. They wanted somebody who could speak the language and be able to go out and show the public that Holland is a veteran-friendly company and that we are looking for that leadership from the military to come in and help the future of the company and help the future of the industry.
Right. What's it been like since now that now you're on the road? Are you traveling? Are you driving every day now?
I'm about 50%.
Okay.
I do a lot of my work is networking and I get out with Fastport and
right.
Direct employers out of Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And I just build relationships and then I do some traveling. I try to hit most of the military installations and put that message out. And then I do a lot of recruiting events like Mid-America Truck Show. We're going
right.
to be at I-80, Great Lakes Truck Show. We're going to do some NASCAR events
yeah.
this year, too.
Wow, that's amazing. And all to get, again, the word out, and it's a terrific, I think, initiative here. What would you say to a fellow veteran that's considering the trucking industry based on your experience?
You got to step outside the box a little bit, and you can't stereotype the industry. Most people will look at it and say it's just – it's the drivers. It's the 18-wheelers that are going
right.
down the road. It's the freight.
Right.
But when you really peel that back, as an example, Holland, we have about 8,000 employees, 6,000 are drivers. But those other 2,000 are support people, administration and dispatchers and IT and development. There's so many other people behind the scenes in our industry that people need to realize is there. It's not – the most important part is the driver and getting our freight, but there are many people behind the scenes. And there are other tremendous career opportunities for college graduates and other people who want to get into marketing and,
right.
and things of that nature. So I just would like the veterans to know that it's more than just the truck.
Yeah.
There's a lot behind that.
Yeah. Jason, again, thank you for your service. We greatly appreciate
thank
that.
You, Eric.
And thank you for being on behalf of Holland Regional today. We greatly appreciate their efforts too to help those veterans like yourself make that transition. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.